Modern wars have a very different impact on women and children than the wars of the past. That's according to Phil Vernon, Programme Director at peacebuilding NGO International Alert.
I think the wars of today tend to be civil wars, so wars conducted mainly within the borders of one country, and they tend to be conflict which is waged in a way which hurts women and children disproportionately. If you think of the classic style of warfare, which is a group of men fighting a group of men, whether it's a distance or close up, it's the men who tended to be harmed more often. Nowadays, statistics do show that disproportionately it's women and children who are affected, who are killed, maimed, displaced, traumatised and otherwise harmed by today's conflicts.
Now, why is that the case? Because still it's predominantly the men who are doing the fighting.
The fighting tends to take place relatively anarchically in areas which are imperfectly governed. We're thinking mainly about countries with poor governance systems, Africa, for example. In those kinds of situations, the rebel forces, as well as often the government forces, unfortunately, will be terrorizing the civilian population as part of their work. If you imagine that you've got a rebel group fighting in an area in which, to some extent, it is representing the aspirations of a local population, and guerrillas are very hard to fight, it becomes in the minds of the officers and the politicians of those countries a legitimate tactic of war to wage conflict against the local population who can't fight back, rather than against these rather hard-to-find bands of guerrillas who are hiding in the bush.
What things specifically happen to the children in these sorts of wars?
It disrupts their life completely. Children are obviously people being formed. That's why what's happening when you're a child. So they are either unable to go to school or their schooling is disrupted. So they're not getting the education, so their future life is being put imperiled. Health services, when there's conflict, most of the government servants tend to flee, or the good ones don't want to go and get jobs there. So you get non-existent or very imperfect government services, whether it's in education, health, any local government services. So any services which affect children will be less available in a conflict situation. Parents and siblings might be killed or abducted. Children themselves may be abducted and forced to become sex slaves or soldiers themselves. They might be forced to be porters for either side. They will be exposed anyway to horrendous levels of constant fear and anxiety, which affects their ability to live a normal life and for their brains to grow and to develop normally. They may lose their parents, may be forced to fend for themselves. They may, if they're the older children in a group of siblings, become the heads of the household at the age of 10 or even younger, take on the responsibilities that that entails. They may be displaced, having to walk long distances suddenly, leaving all their possessions and their friends behind.
Ultimately, what sort of effect do you think it has on them in the long term?
As long as the war goes on, it will have a deeper, more profound effect on their ability to play their role in society. I mentioned they may fail to get a good education or may not know education at all. Therefore, their ability to earn a living will be affected. They may be displaced. Sometimes people are displaced for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Communities are displaced either within the country or as refugees to another country. That has an incredible impact on their sense of their identity. Often the male adults will be absent, either fighting, displaced, or perhaps killed or captured. And the cultural reference points which give us our identity as we're growing up are absent. You get a situation in which, for example, let's talk about Northern Uganda, which is an agro-pastoral society. The children growing up in Northern Uganda over the last 20 years have been displaced from their homesteads. So if you think of a 12-year-old child who was displaced at the age of 2, he or she has not been exposed to what would normally be considered the way of life of his or her society. There are no more animals because they've all been killed by the rebels or the government forces. So he or she is not being exposed to learning about how to look after animals. They're displaced away from their farm. They're living off handouts from the World Food Programme or the government. So they're not learning about how to fend for themselves, how to be ahead of a family, or how to be the mother and the wife in the family. So they're growing up basically without the skills and the sense of identity which they need. Over time, they're going to be an unlanced boil for society because they will be alienated from the country in which they're living.
That's Phil Vernon.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.